We begin with Maxine Crump, who's chair of the Blues Gala of Baton Rouge. She's involved with the Blues Foundation. There's a major event coming Sunday, and it will feature as the headliner one of the most fabulous musicians in the whole wide world who happens to call Baton Rouge home, Chris Thomas King, who has joined us in studio as well. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning. We're bringing you Swamp Blues this morning, Jim.
Well, if you'd like to talk to either Maxine or Chris, 877-217-5757, that is your number. And you can send us an email at talk@talklouisiana.org. And Chris Thomas King has been doing his thing since officially 1984, but unofficially, you started at your dad's old place on North Boulevard, didn't you? Many, many moons before 1984.
Yeah, it's nice to be here with you this morning. Yeah, I mean, Tabby's Blues Box, my dad's little ramshackle jug joint opened up in 1979, and I was about 16 at the time. And, he had a good run for about 25 years before he retired the place and he retired himself. And, but he laid a really nice foundation, and kind of brought Louisiana blues culture, the focus of it anyway, you know, back to Louisiana, because the music left here and went out all over the place. It's been claimed by St. Louis and everybody else, but it started right here, and he, you know, played a major role in reminding people of that.
And Maxine, blues certainly was a big part of your youth as well.
It definitely was. My dad owned the blues club and at the height of the blues era, and so that's what
inculcated me. That was across the river, right?
That was across the river in Maringouin, Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah. I bet it was a hopping, happening place.
It was.
Yeah? But it was a little too early for Chris Thomas King, our good friend, who'll be celebrating his birthday on this day. Did you know that Sunday's his birthday?
To know that.
Yeah, yeah. That's
we,
why
we were trying to keep that on the down low.
It's out. But you're on with Jim. You know what's going to happen.
Well, you'll be celebrating your birthday while performing.
Yeah, it's special. It's shaping up to be my best birthday ever. You know, because, you know, when it comes to, I mean, I'm so, you know, pleased that, you know, Maxine and her foundation decided to honor me. And it just so happens that it falls on my birthday. And, even though I'm known as a blues artist, I have many awards and things, but I rarely ever get recognized as a blues, from people who are in this blues thing, because I'm kind of an iconoclast blues artist, you know. My take on this music and my point of view as an artist is different from, you know, when you say the blues started in Louisiana, most people in Mississippi, most people around the country in Chicago and places, they don't like to hear that. So it's a little bit
different. They can't handle the truth.
Right. So I'm very excited about Sunday evening's performance. I'm flying the band in, and it's going to be quite a good time.
And those who hear Chris's voice probably recognize him also as an actor of note. He was in Ray, the award-winning film of 2004 with Taylor Hackford and, of course, Jamie Foxx. And also the big break, if you will, the one that made you internationally famous, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
That's right. And we'll be doing music from both of those movies this Sunday evening. It's going to be quite a gala, is it not, Maxine?
It is. I mean, the Baton Rouge Blues Foundation didn't just make up that name. We know that we are the home of blues. And so we're, and as Chris said, blues was driven out of the United States. And when it came back, you know, Chris's dad had kept the blues alive, and we needed a foundation to make that happen. And so the Baton Rouge Blues Foundation wants to make sure that people like Chris are recognized by our own hometown and our own home state. And that's why we do what we do. And so the 2018 Blues Gala is to recognize those blues artists, including those who've passed on. So we have the Blues Original Award, which will be Little Walter, who was one of those who has helped develop sounds that Chris was inspired from, and Lonesome Sundown, and Joyce Jackson, who is going to be our blues emissary, because we give an award to people who have done the work of writing these stories and researching the blues, and that's who Joyce Jackson is. And she's a professor at LSU and a musicologist, and she'll be recognized for that. And then we have, of course, Chris Thomas King. And we're also bringing one of the legends of the blues who had gone away from Louisiana at a time, and many of them did leave because that's the only way they could make a living, and that's Henry Clement. He played North Boulevard when the Boulevard was a strip for blues, where Tabby Thomas was. So we're so happy that Chris is going to actually be performing that night so people can hear all of the blues, because he incorporates it in a way that expresses the tone of all of them.
Well, the performers include Little Walter, Lonesome Sundown, Joyce Jackson, Henry Clement, and Chris Thomas King.
And you mean honorees?
Yes. Ceremony will be at somewhat of a unique location for a blues festival, but a spectacular one. Where's it going to be? You're going to the library, right?
You're going to the library, the living room of Baton Rouge.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Chris has got to bring his guitar with him.
Oh, yeah.
Just leave that guitar
They're
behind.
Totally open to it there.
It won't be so quiet at the library.
It won't be quiet.
No, so it'll be hopping on Sunday night at the main library at Goodwood. Don't go to the one downtown. You're going to have some problems trying to get in that place right now.
And he's going to be playing outside on the plaza. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. We're going to have a blue carpet, and we'll be lit up in blue. It's going to be spectacular.
A blue carpet.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. A listener says, why was the blues eradicated from the United States for a while? What was going on?
They thought that the music was not good for young ears and for polite society.
Polluting
yes.
the minds.
Polluting the minds, yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. Really? And how long did that last?
Until the British people heard it and brought it back to us.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're releasing a new album with four of Little Walter's songs on it. In fact, that's going to be a CD release part in Chicago tonight for that. With our own Little Walter's music on it, Louisiana Blues Man.
And Baton Rouge, of course, our city has a rich tradition of blues. And I mentioned Tabby Thomas. Chris, as you know, he was as good as anybody in the country or world, but he did not have the acclaim that you had. And I'm sure he's very proud of you from another realm right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my dad, you know, he had a fantastic recording career as blues careers go. But, you know, I was well known in like blues circles, you know, up until I started doing movies. Movies introduced me to people outside of the blues. So it put me in a role where I could turn, you know, young people on, or people that wasn't really, didn't know who some of these great artists were or what this music was. And I cherish that platform that I have. But like Maxine said, you know, this music, when we talk about blues, it's not just a narrow form. Some people call it jazz. That's kind of a misnomer for our music that was renamed Dixieland, jazz, and all these other kind of silly names that should be retired. But all the musicians, you know, from Louis Armstrong to Jelly Roll Morton Blues, the West End Blues, Basin Street Blues, all this early music was really blues music that these artists, you know, exported out to Chicago. It took New York by storm in the 20s, and then it took over the world, you know. But what has happened is that a lot of artists, at least a lot of young artists, have lost the connection, you know, to the music roots. And so when I look over my shoulder, I don't see as many young people, you know, taking on this art form and carrying on as we would like.
Well, the event Sunday starts early, 5:30, right?
Yes, an opening reception at 5:30. And we'll have Henry Gray on piano live at the reception, because he's, our oldest living legend right now.
Yeah, he's an amazing performer and has performed everywhere, including Piccadilly, on Government Street.
Yeah, he has his weekly gig.
Until it closed,
well,
yes.
Yeah, until they closed in 2014, a tragedy that that place closed.
And then we'll have the honoree ceremony, which is where there will be actual awards given to all of these wonderful honorees. That
How old is Henry now? Isn't he about 93?
It's amazing. Still banging it out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, 5:30 to 10:30, so it's going to be quite an evening with some blues legends.
Never a slow moment.
Yeah.
Fully excited.
And I recognize our friend Chris Thomas King on the guitar here, and we'll go to the break and return with Chris and Maxine after this pause. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana on WRKF. Your numbers are 877-217-5757, wherever you may be. And if you're in Baton Rouge, you can dial 297-5633. Send us an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. In just a bit, we are slated to hear from Mark Ballard, the Capitol Bureau Chief for The Advocate, but we're spending a bit more time with Chris Thomas King and Maxine Crump. They'll be part of the Blues Gala. They are part of the Blues Foundation's event. Maxine is the chair. And, of course, Chris Thomas King will receive the Red Stick Blues Award. And it'll all start at 5:30 Sunday night. Sunday night at the main library at Goodwood, which, if you haven't been there, that is quite an amazing facility. And it is certainly suitable for this kind of performance. And Chris Thomas King, still doing his thing after all these years. As I noted, I think your first release was in 1984. When did you know that you were going to make it big?
I'm still trying to figure. Well, you know, in blues circles, making it big is just making a living, getting a chance to have a lifestyle and doing what you want to do, you know. Playing music as your you get up in the morning and and you're traveling someplace that you haven't been and meeting new people and turning them on, that is making it for a blues artist. Some of the things that I've done is kind of outside of the realm of most blues artists. Don't think about going to Hollywood and making films and scoring soundtracks and stuff like that. And right now I'm working on a book that actually a manuscript that I finished on the history of the music and the culture. It's called the working title for my book is called The Blues, The Authentic Narrative of My Music and Culture Therewith. And it takes us back to, you know, old Louisiana before the Americans came in, and it kind of deals with, you know, how this music really came into being and what it means, because a lot of it has been misinterpreted by people. And just to make a distinction, when we say we're having a gala or we're having a blues festival or an event, most people know that when they get there, it's going to be a good time and people are going to be dancing. They're going to be, you know, eating and drinking and enjoying everybody's company. But we have this notion that the blues is sad and depressed and melancholy and down in the dumps. And that is a British definition of our culture. I mean, we're not sad and down and depressed at funerals. You know, we have second lines and things here in Louisiana. So why would we be down and in the dumps and depressed on a Saturday night? So blue is more blue entertainment, meaning that it's a little colorful, a little bawdy, not always fit for polite society. And, you know, when British, you mentioned the Rolling Stones and bands like that that have kind of co-opted this music, but the Rolling Stones are a blue act, not a blues act. You don't think of sad and depressed and stuff like that. But if you got any kind of rule that you have set up, and they want to try to break it, and so they really are, you know, like a blue act, not a blues act. Mm-hmm. And that's the distinction that, and you know, that's more of a French definition, which is part of our language and culture. So, anyway. You know, my career has been kind of all over the place in a lot of different areas, and I enjoy that. You know, I enjoy that I can, you know, shuffle those different disciplines.
Most blues artists do. They expand their range, and people only define them as blues artists, but many of them expand their range. And I love the fact that Chris doesn't limit himself and will not be just defined as blues. goes wide, books, movies?
Well, I am just blues, but people don't realize how broad the music is and,
yes.
and how broad the expression is. That's the key.
That's the point.
877-217-5757, and a listener at talkatalklouisiana.org. Tracy asks, Chris, who were your inspirations? Who were the artists that were most formative to you in developing your career?
Well, outside of Henry Gray and guys that I grew up with immediately around and kind of, you know, people like Henry Gray and my father, you know, the Neils, you know, people like Kenny Neal and Rayful Neal. Outside of the local thing, it would be Jimi Hendrix. It would be John Coltrane and Jelly Roll Morton, you know, people like that who just went someplace, you know, was fearless in their music. And they allowed that spirit, whatever that is, to kind of mm-hmm. enter them and be a vessel, you know, for something outside of themselves, which is... which I find just fascinating. So those are some of the artists. Those are some of the artists that you could only hope to, mm-hmm. you know.
Outside of yourself, who's the best guitar player you've seen? You're
Jim
thinking about it.
Jim likes to count and measure.
Jimi Hendrix? Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton?
I think Jimi Hendrix is he took the guitar places that you just can't really take it anymore. And, you know, he explored every nuance that thing had to offer. And so he's like at the top of the list. But I would say, you know, obviously Robert Johnson has been a big influence of mine. But a lot of guitar players today, I mean, I'm not mm-hmm. I'm not overwhelmed or, you know, there's not like I have to go to the record store and find this guy's record and listen to it. Because everybody is kind of, you know, playing the same, you know, I've heard it so much. Right. And there's not a lot of innovation in it. So, but there's a lot of great guitar players out there. I like, you know, now a young guy that's doing this stuff and doing it really right, the way Louisiana really expresses its music is Trombone Shorty. So, you know, you got guys who play trombone, who play trumpet, who play other instruments that I really admire a lot. But the guitar is, it takes a lot to impress me if you're a guitar player.
Listener says B.B. King. Yeah, there have been some great
ones.
Other
than guitar, we recognize a harmonica player, too, right, and that was like one of the original instruments of the blues.
All right.
Speaking of harmonica, if you guys don't mind me interjecting just a little bit, just mention Lazy Lester. Lazy Lester was from Baton Rouge, and you guys might know Lazy Lester from those Geico commercials recently. Yeah. He was the guy on the harmonica with the little lizard, you know, having a little fun with them.
Getting famous for a Geico commercial. Yes. How about that?
As soon as he hit his big moment, you know, he passed on. He passed away just
right.
recently.
And Maxine, before we part, for those who have an interest in attending, what's the best way to do it? 5:30 Sunday at the main library at Goodwood.
They can go to our website. We have Eventbrite, and they can get their tickets there.
But once again, that website is?
Baton Rouge Blues Foundation.
Baton Rouge Blues Foundation mm-hmm. .org.
.org.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, .org.
.org.
Or,
mm-hmm.
.org. Baton Rouge Blues Foundation.org. Mm-hmm. And Maxine once interviewed Michael Jackson in his prime.
I did.
Right here in Baton Rouge.
Yes.
Right?
At the moment that Off the Wall went platinum.
And you told him, didn't you?
I told him. He didn't know it.
I bet he was quite enthused.
He didn't show it, but that's how Michael responded.
Well, he was.
I think he was thrilled.
Mesmerized by you. Thank you, Maxine, and thank you, Chris. Take
Thanks
care.
For having
Good
us.
Good luck Sunday.